BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Treasury Secretary has warned that a failure by Congress to raise the country's debt ceiling could cause an economic catastrophe. Janet Yellen said that without an agreement to increase what the federal government can borrow, it could run out of money by early June. Michelle Fleury reports.
President Biden and Republicans in Congress are deadlocked over whether the government should be allowed to borrow money. Only Congress can give it permission to do so. If it doesn't, then within weeks the US won't be able to pay its bills or the interest on its debt. Janet Yellen warned that that would be an economic catastrophe. However, she also cautioned that it was not possible for the administration to ignore Congress. President Biden meets congressional leaders later to try to negotiate a solution. But with Republicans refusing to budge unless the government agrees to spending cuts, the prospects for a settlement seem remote.
A court in New York has heard the closing arguments in a civil trial in which the former US President Donald Trump is accused of raping and later defaming a writer, E. Jean Carroll. Netta Tofik reports.
E. Jean Carroll's lawyers said her testimony had been credible, consistent, and was backed by 11 other witnesses. They included two friends she told about the alleged attack at the time and two other women who also say Donald Trump sexually assaulted them. Donald Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, said E. Jean Carroll conspired with her two friends because they hated the former president, and she didn't provide an exact date for the alleged attack to strip Donald Trump of an alibi. He said he hadn't called any defense witnesses because the story was made up and therefore there was no one to call.
The leader of the Canadian province of Alberta has asked Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for federal help as nearly 100 wildfires continue to burn across the area. Almost 30,000 people have been forced from their homes. Energy firms in Alberta, Canada's main oil-producing province, have temporarily shut down operations. Federal disaster officials and the military are on standby. Christy Tucker is a spokesperson for Alberta's Wildfire Agency.
At the moment, there are 98 wildfires burning in Alberta, and 27 of those are considered out of control. The total area burned for the province this year has now passed 390,000 hectares.
Canada has expelled a Chinese diplomat, Zhao Wei, who it accuses of attempting to intimidate a member of the Canadian Parliament and his family. It follows an intelligence report that said China sought details about Michael Chong's relatives in Hong Kong. Mr. Chong has been critical of Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims. China has condemned the decision. BBC News. Tens of thousands of people have joined a protest in the Serbian capital Belgrade after two mass shootings in the country last week. Thousands more rallied in the city of Novi Sad. The demonstrators demanded the resignation of top officials. They also called for television stations and newspapers, they accuse of promoting violent content, to be shut down. London's Metropolitan Police Force has said it regrets that six anti-monarchy campaigners were unable to protest at the coronation of King Charles on Saturday after they were arrested. Officers initially suspected the members of the Republic campaign group intended to disrupt events by locking themselves onto fixed objects. That's now an offence under new legislation that came into force last week. The Met said there was no proof of this and confirmed no charges would be brought against the six. Earlier, the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, praised the way the Metropolitan Police had handled protesters.
The police are operationally independent of government. They'll make these decisions based on what they think is best. And actually, I'm grateful to the police and everyone who played a part in ensuring that this weekend has gone so well, so successfully and so safely. That was an extraordinary effort by so many people, and I'm grateful to them for all their hard work.
A man accused of driving his car at high speed into people at a bus stop near a migrant centre in Texas has been charged with 8 counts of manslaughter. George Alvarez was also charged with 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and reckless driving. Gunmen have attacked a church in northwest Nigeria's Kaduna state, kidnapping at least 25 members of the congregation. Over the last 2 years, there have been frequent mass kidnappings by criminal gangs in the country. BBC News.